This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
What it is, what's up, and welcome everyone to G Wondering Night 5. I am your host, Rafe Houston, your bad friend Rafe Houston from the Ichiban Sweetcast, and we are breaking down G1 Climax Night 5, and we're just running through it. We're not going to get bogged down in the tags, though I'm sure they're a good time. We're here for a good time, not for a long time, and we're just going to run through the heats and also update everyone on the standings of the Stiff One tipping competition that we have on the go. So, first up on night five, it was Callum Newman versus Shingo Takagi. And I gotta say, this was a bit of an upset, man. I wasn't really expecting it. It kind of makes sense, I guess, if you want to, you know, start to put some credibility on Newman's name. Shingo's a good head to take, and it doesn't really affect him. But yeah, it was a great match. He hung with him the whole way. There was quite a few great false finishes. But in the end, yeah, Newman manages to get the pin. Left me shocked, and also left me less 2 points that went over to Dave's team, the Token Wall Terror Rises. After that, it was Sonata versus Gabe Kidd. Gabe was clearly back in heel mode, or doing at least as best he could to make the crowd, you know, stand behind Sonata and not him, but kind of hard to do. Everybody loves him anyway, no matter what he does. He was making reference to Sonata's busted up bicep. It was a torn bicep that was actually done in an interaction with Gabe, like earlier in the year, I think it was, or maybe it was last year, I don't remember, but he flipped into him and busted up his bicep. So he was basically essentially saying he was weak and stuff. I didn't mind this one too much. Gabe brings a lot of intensity, which kind of makes up for the lack of sort of Sonata intensity, but he's trying. I really enjoyed Hanare's commentary here, because not only did he have a few interactions with Gabe, you know, at the start, because they are great rivals and they're both open weight champions, but, you know, a strong open weight champion and never open weight champion. But also, he kind of had a bit of a sort of yell back and forward with Gabe, which essentially he said is like, look, just want to give Sonata a few extra seconds there. And then Sonata manages to pick up the win and he was like, paid off. And I thought that was really fun. I mean, he took a little bit of the credit for the win, but I feel like it played into the story and it definitely worked. So even though Gabe lost, which I don't love to see, I hate to see Sonata win, it played out just fine. After that was Shota Umino defeating the Great Okan. Again, more great work by commentary, kind of really highlighting how dangerous Great Okan was. I thought both guys were really good here. Okan has obviously been defeated. He's obviously on a losing run, but he is looking really good in defeat. And I feel like he brought out some rage here out of Shota that was really good. I enjoyed getting the 2 points from Shota's win. But where I was like, oh, maybe we're going to see something from Shota. I think it's very clear that we're going to probably see a Shota Umino heel turn before it's too long. Like, commentary is really laying it on now. Like, and even Hanare is like, who's this guy? He's just at the hotel. He just walks in for the match. And then, you know, the crowd isn't behind him. They're really highlighting that and stuff. So, he's been handed everything, but he can't get the job done. So, I feel like they're really painting that picture now. So, I wouldn't be surprised if we see something from Shota here. Keep an eye on him. Could even win the G1, but through dastardly tactics, so we'll see. After that was Zack Sabre Jr. versus Jake Lee. This actually was quite a good match. I was pretty outspoken about Jake Lee not really being into him. I'm definitely still not, but him and Zack were really good here, I think was pretty clear. I think they were really, really good together. Some great fire out of Zack, and look at me, podcasting and reversing a van at the exact same time, just when you thought I couldn't be any more amazing. And another win for Zach. Love that I drafted him twice. Hope you can hear me over the beeping. Love that I drafted him in the first round and really enjoying seeing this undefeated streak from him. Everyone's saying this means he can't win the G1, but does it? Does it mean he can't win the G1? Or maybe he just blazes through it? Either way, really enjoyed the win by him and also enjoyed the 2 points. Last of all was Evil defeating Naito in the main event. Look, a lot of this was, you know, all the same stuff that you have seen from Naito and Evil, but I did really enjoy the fire from both guys. I enjoyed Bushi's save, like, at the end. I like that, like, Togo goes to throw the power, Naito powder, and Naito ducks, gets Evil. Then fucking Togo tries to fucking... Then Katamaro tries to spit the shit, and then he fucking misses him, and he gets Togo, and then fucking Bushi miss whatever. I liked all that gaga. And I like that even after Naito hit the Destino, probably one of the cleanest he's hit of the tournament, it wasn't enough to put out Evil, and Evil managed to put him away with his finisher. So another 2 points for Curtis. Evil's still going really strong there, and Naito sitting down, but that's an own goal for Curtis. Running through the standings real quick, I'm loving how it's feeling. The West Coast captains, myself, are on 22. Curtis's British Beefcakes are on 18. Josh's Gold Coast Hot Takes are on 16. And Dave's Token Wall Terrorizers are on 14. I hope I have that correct. If so, that means my points are doing very, very well. Make sure you check out everything to do with the Stiff One over at WeWork Stiff. They're doing great work there, and we're going to have a crossover mid kind of point episode coming up with them soon. Check out everything from the Count Out Podcast Network at Count Out Network. You can also check out the Patreon, where, you know, you can pay money to cool podcasters doing cool podcasting things like us. Curtis and I do an extra show called The Sweet Spot, where we just talk about our lives and different things and books and stuff that we're reading. All that kind of fun stuff. So that's really good. You can check out at Throw and Dice Pod for all Curtis's wargaming stuff, stuff like Marvel Crisis Protocol, D&D, Warhammer. They talk fun stuff over there. And then you can check out everything to do with me at Faces Feels Cast with my interview series over there. I also do a second show on that same feed called Anything Goes, where me and my boy Alex from Vinyls and Violence talk shit about wrestling. We review AEW, GCW, and the most recent show was just about wrestling themes that we like, our favourite from different promotions, and who, what theme we would have if we were a wrestler, which is very nerdy, but it was very fun. Anything Goes impromptu conversation. So thanks for tuning in. Super fast update for you on night 5. Rate and subscribe, listen or die, spirit of fight, style is strong, sweet, cast, itchy, fun.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.
Ring Post Radio is the only show hosted by Ryan Knightsey and Scotty Edwards that talks about the entire world of professional wrestling. With new episodes coming out every Sunday, there is absolutely no reason to not listen to real, honest wrestling opinions from two crazy maniacs. Have a hot boy summer and listen along to Ring Post Radio every Sunday on the Countout Network. This has been a Countout Podcast.